I've always operated outside of the music industry, really.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is because, you know, we don't want, you know, record companies sending songs back to us saying this is not appropriate, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can't deal with this. Where's the song about the girl that we can play on the radio, you know? That's just not the kind of music we write. And, I mean, we do write songs like that. You know, we write all sorts of types of songs. And when you operate independently, you know, you're sort of your own boss and you're your own editor, and for better or for worse, you know, I'm not saying that artists don't need editors. Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. And, you know, we're, in that respect, a bit of a hit and miss band, but I think mostly we, because the songs are, you know, pretty heartfelt in the sense that they're written to be themselves and not written for a real sort of ulterior purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ulterior motives. It's just we write the songs, and this is the way it came out, and this is the you know, this is the spirit of the song, be it dark and kind of gross, or being kind of funny and snide, or being, you know, just really intense and rocking, you know what I mean? It's like they come out the way they come out, and we decide whether that's good enough and whether we like it, and that's what we record. And, you know, certainly throughout the years, the mood of the band has changed here and there. I think all the albums have a little bit of a different sound to them, but in the end, of course, they all sound like No Means No.